This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to start off the super terrific happy hour with. I have to share a story with you. I got to spread the love with an individual we all know and love, but always seems to find to put themselves in at just another level that could be, that is even more untouchable than everyone else in Philadelphia sports history. So I suppose I will begin with asking you a question. Who is one of the most beloved athletes in Philadelphia sports history who is a current player? If you have to think about it, then I can't help you. The correct answer is Jason Kelce. He is the one and only answer, right? And what Jason Kelce has been able to do throughout the course of his career, from a sixth-round draft pick to being, you know, the stable center for many years, Super Bowl champion, we know the speech in front of the Art Museum, becoming an all-time Philadelphia Eagle, an all-time Philadelphia athlete. And then, of course, right before making the announcement that he was going to come back this upcoming season, spent 3 hours with myself, with Al Morgane, with Rhea Hughes, being our mystery co-host on the WIP Morning Show. And although I've been lucky enough to ask him a few questions covering a handful of practices throughout the years, I mean, nothing, you don't really know anybody from asking a few questions. When you spend a significant amount of time around them, you get a little bit better understanding in that even though he was on the air with us for 3 hours, he was here for 5 hours asking numerous questions because he's clearly thinking about maybe, you know, WIP post-career when this time comes. So in the amount of time that he spent with us, I can tell you he is everything you think and then some. Just a great all-around individual who should and will go down as an all-time great. Now, the reason for this love segment isn't just to share my love for Jason Kelce, but to inform you of something about him that may make you love him even more. So, as you may or may not know, in the NFL draft over this past weekend, in the second round, the Philadelphia Eagles selected a center, Cam Jurgens, who, whatever you feel about selecting a center in the second round, which I kind of take, you know, issue with. I mean, it's a center in the second round. I mean, you can select a center in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round because you have other positions of need. But that's fine. It's whatever. It's already done and over with. I'm rooting for Cam Jurgens. But what I did not know, how often, if ever, does a player help select his replacement? I wasn't aware of this, and I'd be willing to bet you weren't either until Jason Kelce said it himself. Now, he was a guest for back-to-back nights on the Bleacher Report podcast draft show. And he was asked his opinion about, oh, look, they selected a center. I mean, it's essentially your replacement. How do you feel about that? It's kind of a big deal. They're kind of saying, well, we know it's over for you. Here's your replacement. Listen to what Jason Kelce said, because as it turns out, Kelce himself helped select Juergens. Take a listen.
I knew we were taking him.
You did?
So this is my favorite player in the draft. I'm not just saying that because we
Hell
picked
yeah.
him. The Eagles have been using me to like evaluate some of the centers coming out. And of all the guys that I've looked at, like for the past 2-3 years, out of all the guys that compare the most to myself, this guy is him. I mean, he is so athletic, so fast. You see him out in space, he runs. He's a natural athlete. You see the fluidity. He played tight end, a position convert. He's only been playing offensive line for 2 years. 4'9", 240, 1.7'10", 7.193 cone. This guy is a freak athletically. He has the best chance to be a difference maker at the center position. I like this kid a lot. I really do.
Now, the reason we let that play out for however many 40 seconds that was, by the way, that was your starting center as a draft expert, giving the full breakdown of the team's second-round pick. How often, if ever, as I said, does a player have a hand in selecting their replacement? My goodness, could you love Jason Kelce any more? And just to give you a little context here, now I have no evidence to support this. Do you think Fletcher Cox will do the same with Jordan Davis? There's no way in hell. Fletcher Cox, one of the most selfish players in the NFL, who checks out in-game when he feels he doesn't have a chance or he's not into it, he's not in the mood. You think Fletcher Cox is going to welcome in Jordan Davis and say, oh, you're here to take my job? Let me show you how to do my job. No! I'd be willing to bet he's going to be combative. He may not speak to him for a period of time and say, get lost, son. This is my job. Meanwhile, Jason Kelce is helping train his replacement. And if anyone has the right to fight off being pushed to the back burner at some point, it's Jason Kelce. You want to know how to back this up even more? Who do you think has earned their contract more, Kelce or Cox? Look, don't even think about it. We know the answer. Jason Kelce's career earnings, $55 million. Fletcher Cox, $101 million. Talk about two vastly different players right here in performance and attitude. And that is why Jason Kelce is the subject of my love segment. And oh, by the way, you're going to like this. I know we have this is the late night, early morning crew. I advise you tune in 8:30 a.m. The Eagles' second round pick, Cam Juergens, is going to be a guest of the morning show. So we'll get to find out. Maybe he even spoke to Kelce. I mean, we're going to find out more than maybe Kelce just told us. Maybe he got like a phone call from Kelce himself, who was scouting him. Oh, I look forward to this. All right, 215-592-9494. Tell you what, never had a grown man make me swoon before. Jason Kelce does it for me. Just saying. Steve in Egg Harbor's on WIP. Hey, Steve.
How we doing? Yeah, I'll tell you, that's extremely impressive when you got somebody who's like that. That just goes to show how much he loves the Eagles and the fans here that he wants to pick somebody who is just like him. Because, I mean, what better example of a center in the last 10 years in the NFL than this guy? What I wanted to talk about is the Sixers. And look, I think Mike is a great caller. I mean, the guy is probably the most knowledgeable caller overnight
now, for those
that I
who,
can think
for,
of.
For those who forgot, Steve, Mike from South Philly, who is a great caller, has been for many years, picked the Sixers to beat the Heat in 4 games.
Steve, well, we both know that's not going to happen. And I picked it to be a 6 or 7 game series. And I thought Miami is the better team. And not they don't have the better players. They have the better team. They also have the better coach. Joel Embiid would not have been in with a 29-point lead with 3.5 minutes left in the game with Spoelstra's coach in our team.
Absolutely,
I'm telling you that right now.
Absolutely right. Yes. Please, keep going.
Yeah, their bench. I'm sorry. I think Hero is a lot like – he reminds me because he's so fast and he's running around like an animal. He reminds me of J.J. Redick, but only one difference. He's better in the playoffs than Redick ever was. Redick's average and percentage came down when he was in the playoffs. And this guy has done it in the playoffs. I mean, he went to the finals as a rookie with Jimmy Butler 2 years ago, and let's face the facts. The best player on the court now, in my opinion, is going to be Jimmy Butler.
Well, if his knee is right, then yes. I mean, Jimmy Butler's going to play in game one. Kyle Lowry is out. If Jimmy Butler looks like Jimmy Butler, the Sixers are going to be in trouble.
I think so, too. I agree with you. I mean, I think the only shot we have without Embiid, if we can actually get lucky and steal a game here, which will be huge if Embiid comes back in game three, Maxie's got to go off for one of those 35 to 40-point games.
Yep.
He's capable. He's capable. I just don't want to see Jimmy Butler on him because then I worry a little bit.
Well, no, what's going to happen is James Harden and Tyrese Maxey have to be absolutely perfect. Like, people are expecting Harden, oh, we need a 35 and 15 game from Harden. Well, that's never going to happen. What you need is a 25 and 15 James Harden. He needs to set up Maxey each and every offensive set, and Maxey has to drain him.
I was thinking, I was hoping for like 20 to 22.
Well, that's fine.
12 and 10.
But he has to have. No, no, that's fine. But he has to have like a 15 assist game where he's setting up his teammates perfectly and they have to drain their shots.
No doubt about it. And like I said, Maxey, and actually Tobias, that was the most impressive series that I've seen out of Tobias Harris in the 3 years since he's been here. He attacked. And I like the way he attacked, but he's got to do that tonight.
Yeah.
He's got to impose his will tonight a little bit more than he usually does and really attack whoever's covering him, because I don't think they got a guy who can really match up with him size-wise. I think he'll be too quick for Bam Bam. The one thing I disagree about Mike is, I mean, Bam's given Embiid some problems. He's giving him trouble.
He does. What it is,
he's physical.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Miami plays very physical. One of the reasons they were able to shut down Trae Young the way they did in the opening series, they just smothered him and bumped him around because Trae Young's smaller. Miami is going to play physical, and the Sixers have to be prepared for that.
I agree with you 100%, Mr. Johnson. You have a great night. And by the way, the dessert of the night for me, I own a bakery, Chocolate Mousse.
Oh,
no,
hold on, Steve, hold on a minute.
No,
Steve, at a certain point, man, we got to get together and figure something out. I would love to use some of your stuff for the snack of the night. That'd be awesome.
Chocolate mousse cake for one, or chocolate chip cookies. And the only way it's a real chocolate chip cookie is if it's made with butter, brother.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, in the future, hit up Mike Angeli. We'll figure something out.
Let's get together.
Absolutely. Oh, Jimmy from Mount Holly's on WIP. How you doing, Jimmy?
Good, John. I've been listening to sports talk radio for more than 30 years, and Mike from South Philly is unquestionably the GOAT of callers. He's Jerry Rice. In fact, Steve from Egg Harbor is a terrific caller as well, but I think Mike is finally suffering from subliminal television intoxication.
Oh, no.
There's not going to be any sweep here, and there wouldn't have been even if Joel was the picture of health. I mean, Mike Angelina and I, we were talking off the air, we have the 76ers in seven. I do believe they're going to win this series, and I think the reasoning goes like this. We're obviously concerned about Joel's absence for the first two games, but he's coming back for game three. Now, here is a golden opportunity for both James and the coach to completely change the narrative. And I think they're going to. I really do believe that. And not only would this not be choking, this would be the opposite of choking. This would be winning under enormous pressure. And I think the Sixers are going to win this series.
Man, Jimmy, I mean, your mouth to the basketball gods' ears. I picked the Heat even with Joel Embiid. But there was hope. But now that we don't have Joel for at least two games, I wish I shared your optimism.
Yeah, see, to me, I listen to the station nonstop, and I've noticed, especially with the great morning host, there's way too much Jimmy Butler love on this station. He's a good player. He's a real good player. But when he goes to the Hall of Fame when he gets older in Springfield, it's going to be in the visitors gallery. But the only Hall of...
Go ahead.
The only Hall of Famer that this team has the Miami Heat is Kyle Lowry, and he's really hurt. I mean, he's got hamstring problems. And I'm convinced they're going to win one of the two in Miami, maybe even tonight. I mean, I just think this team, they're going to change the narrative. Harden and Doc Rivers or Glenn Rivers or something like to call him will no longer be chokes. Now, if I have a chance, I'd like to discuss the draft with you. I heard your monologue, which was very impressive, about Roseman.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jim. How do you feel about the draft?
I'm not as into it as everybody says. First of all, they gave up way too many picks to acquire the first two picks. I'm very concerned, as is Brian Baldinger, about the weight problem of Jordan Davis. Mm-hmm. Now, the receiver, again, it's just way too much love and hope here. I mean, to say that this guy is in the top 10 in all of football is simply ludicrous. I mean, I have him somewhere between 12 and 15. There is concerns about the mental health issues. His production has declined a bit. I mean, last year it was under 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. He missed games and he mm-hmm. gets hurt. And as far as this genius pick of N'Kobe Dean, I mean, if this was such a genius pick and a steal, there's 31 other National Football League teams that are mighty stupid then. I just don't. I mean, he's undersized, too, if you think about it. I mean,
he's smaller, yeah. He is smaller.
I pointed out to Ruben earlier yesterday now that, you know, we got to play Derrick Henry. We got the Titans on our schedule. I'd like to see this guy try to tackle him. And Derrick Henry is not the only big back we're going to be facing. Now, this could wind up being an A+. I mean, if Jordan can keep the weight down, mm-hmm. I mean, you got the chemistry going on between Arthur Juan and the quarterback, who, I'm like you, I don't think the quarterback is the guy. I mean, wait and see on that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe N'Kobe Dean turns out to be another Sam Mills. Do you remember him?
Of course I remember Sam. Listen, now, if he turns out to be Sam Mills, I mean, I'll eat crow 5 days a week. Absolutely. But the thing, Jimmy, thanks, man. I apologize. I'm running really late here. Give me a call back tomorrow. Make no mistake about this. So we're going to debate about the draft probably all week long. If Howie Roseman didn't get his 3-year extension, there is no way he makes a majority of the decisions that he did in this draft. If he's working on, I got to prove it here and now, otherwise I'm going to lose my job, he doesn't trade up to draft Jordan Davis. He doesn't select a center in the second round. He doesn't take a risk on a linebacker in the third round. He doesn't make any of those decisions if his job is on the line. Because he was given a 3-year extension, he took risks, which he has taken in the past. And sadly, most of the time, they haven't worked out. Now, I don't mean this to poo-poo any of these draft picks. I root nothing but for them. I want the best for them. But there are some question marks, right? With the whole Jordan Davis thing, he's got a weight issue, right? That's a big deal. And from what I'm reading, he had quit in some games this past season. That's a bit concerning. The guy who's replacing quits in games. Having said that, I'd love, you know, if he's Fletcher Cox, I'm not going to complain. Or the Fletcher Cox of old. Drafting a center in the second round, although Jason Kelce selected him, it's no offense to the player, but when you have so many positions of need, center you can get in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. That's why you have Jeff Stoutland. He's the best in all of football. There are other positions of more important need that could have been selected at that time, but I'll still root for Cam Jurgens. And the third round pick of N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker out of Georgia, who everybody has called the steal of the draft, I need to break down the term steal a little bit more. Is it a steal when 32 teams minus one passed up on him for the first three rounds? Hey, just my observations. Coming up next, I haven't been able to talk about it all night until this very moment. Doc Rivers is about to get his. Serenity Now, coming up. It's 3:32.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.